Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Adam Dick. Adam Dick and Dustin Taylor are the owners of Dick Taylor Chocolate, a small-batch bean-to-bar chocolate company located on Boyd Road in Arcata. So how did you guys go from building furniture and boats to making chocolate?
We had been carpenters and cabinet makers and really loved the idea of craft and of turning, you know, like a rough sawn board into a finished boat plank or a finished piece of furniture. And so it's a really hands-on, somewhat artistic, transformative process. And I think we're kind of at this crossroads in our lives about 2.5 years ago, where either we were going to need to like get our contractor's license and kind of commit to doing that. We'd done, like everybody in Humboldt County, lots of work under the table. But for whatever reason, we just couldn't quite like commit to that. We didn't want to be contractors. We wanted to be craftsmen. And Dustin and I were both at a mutual friend's wedding down in Southern California, and somebody had passed us a link to another chocolate company in New York called the Mass Brothers. And we had watched this, and we were, I mean, we watched that video on YouTube over and over and over again. And we were just really struck by the process. Like most people in the U.S., we had no clue as to how chocolate was actually made. We all love it. Everybody loves chocolate, but nobody has any idea of what it looks like as a raw ingredient and all the steps to transforming it into a beautiful, delicious, finished chocolate bar. And so we drove back up to Humboldt. And by the time we got back up to Humboldt from driving from Santa Barbara, we knew we were going to be chocolate makers. We knew our career had changed and we had never made chocolate before.
That is wild.
But we knew it just resonated with us. And so much like, you know, working with a organic raw commodity like wood, now we work with cocoa beans. And we were used to using woodworking machinery. Now we use chocolate making machinery, but it's kind of in a similar vein, in a similar genre. And we're able to make a product that people connect with. And it's neat to see that transformative process into a finished chocolate bar. So to us, it's almost like the same thing, but with a different raw ingredient. But other people are like, how did you make that jump? But
and how long have you been in the business of chocolate making?
We've been making chocolate for about 2.5 years now commercially.
Okay. And what happens to the beans before you even get them?
So before we get the beans, there's some critically important steps that happen in the country of origin. First of all, you know, the pods have to be harvested, and ideally they're harvested when they're ripe. You know, you don't want them underripe and you don't want them overripe. So they need to be harvested at the right time of year. And then after they're harvested, they go through a process which you could kind of collectively call curing the beans, but the first step is a fermentation step where the sugary mucilage or the pulp around the beans is fermented off of them. And then after that, the beans are sun-dried typically to lower the moisture content and further drive off like volatile acidic flavors in the beans. And prior to the fermentation and drying, there's no chocolate flavor to the beans at all. So properly fermented beans and properly dried beans have the best, you know, chocolate flavor. And so that's a critical step. And so as chocolate makers, really what we're trying to do, and especially in the method of chocolate, in the style of chocolate that we make, what we're really highlighting is the work that the farmers do in the country of origin. We can do a lot of things in our process to make really great beans into bad chocolate, but you'll never make bad beans into good chocolate. There's just, if they're bad to begin with, there's nothing you can do with them.
Okay. And how long does it take to go from bean to bar?
That's an interesting question. You know, if you go through all the steps, including our aging, it could take well over a month. But it's not a month of hands-on time. You know, as we push stuff through in batches, you know, if we're making a 200-pound batch, that's a lot of chocolate bars. And, you know, this day we might roast all that. And then the next day we'll run it through the next step and the next step and the next step. But, you know, typically it's a little over a month to, you know, to be into a finished bar that's ready to sell. But we're doing that every week, you know, so we're always pumping out chocolate.
You know, a lot of places that make chocolate or make chocolate candies, they buy like a good quality chocolate from somebody who manufactures it and then take it from there. But you guys aren't interested in doing that.
Yeah. Typically, though, we would call those people chocolatiers. And so they're making confections, truffles, and things like that. And truthfully, we've done some of that, you know, with our chocolate, and it's a total art form. And so I don't want to downplay what they're doing. But for us, it's more fascinating for us to be on the manufacturing side of that and to see the flavors that we can get out of just the beans themselves. And so it's like the front end and the back end of the industry. But I think that when you focus just on the making of the chocolate, you're able to spend more time kind of developing the unique flavors. And we can really coax out the flavors of the cocoa rather than, you know, something that's mass produced with a bunch of additional cocoa butter to it and a bunch of vanilla that then can muddle the flavor a bit.
There aren't many people who do what you do, I imagine.
No. Currently, there's a huge renaissance in chocolate making in the U.S., you know, and it seems like every day we hear of a new bean-to-bar maker that's springing up in, you know, some other state. But I think I would say maybe right now there's somewhere maybe between 45 and 50 small batch makers in the U.S. And then of those that make it like we do with just the cacao and the cane sugar, there's significantly less than that. But it's phenomenal when you think of that that number. We're still just now maybe at like a chocolate maker per state. But think about how many wineries there are in the state of California or how many microbreweries we have in Humboldt County alone. There's lots. We've got lots of coffee roasters, and yet chocolate makers are you know, we're so few and far between, and yet we consume so much of it, you know, in the world.
So you were saying that you don't add vanilla to your chocolate. And I've heard from, or I guess from reading, people say adding vanilla helps to boost the chocolate flavor.
Yeah. And I think you definitely can look at it like that. There's two schools of thought. One is to say that, yeah, it is a flavor enhancer, and in the right quantity or proportion, it really does act to enhance the flavor. The other way to look at it, and the way that we would tend to look at it, is it's not an essential ingredient. And so if it's not an essential ingredient, we don't want to include that in there. And interestingly enough, we've been making chocolate and eating so much chocolate without vanilla in it. When you have a bar that has vanilla, that's all you taste.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that vanilla note is so upfront. And so, you know, and it tends to mask other flavors. So it, you know, there's a great debate on whether or not you should have vanilla. And there's lots of chocolate I like that has vanilla in it, but it really does change the flavor profile quite a bit. I think that, you know, it's typically a European style. European chocolates generally are very buttery. They've got a very luxurious mouthfeel, and they have vanilla in them. So it's just a different kind of model of chocolate making. And I think what's happening now in the U.S. is typically chocolate without vanilla, without additional cocoa butter. And so it's got much bolder flavors, but it's just stylistically, it's different.
Now, you've done a lot of study and research. How do you do research into chocolate making? Is a lot of it done on the internet? And have you traveled to some of the places where the beans come from?
There's a lot of questions there. let's see. As far as research goes, there isn't a lot written about small-scale chocolate production. There's lots of literature out there on, you know, very commercial scale. And there's lots of literature written on chocolate geared towards a commercial style with lecithin, with cocoa butter, with vanilla, which is truthfully an entirely different beast. When you make chocolate with just cacao and cane sugar, you end up with a very, very low butterfat chocolate. And it tempers different. Everything about it is so different. So there isn't a lot written about that. So because of that, a lot of what we've done is trial and error. And, you know, we're always learning. We're always like making mistakes and then trying to figure out, well, why did it do that? And how do we get it to do what we want it to do? And, you know, we read lots of books, you know, about chocolate manufacturing, but you kind of have to interpolate or extrapolate into what we're doing based on the science that you're reading, because the science doesn't translate directly to what we're doing because the chocolate's different.
Well, this has been really interesting, learning a little bit about your chocolate making. But what I'd like to do is talk to you more about the steps that are involved in making chocolate. So we're going to come back next week and talk some more about chocolate making.
Sounds great.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Adam Dick. Adam and Dustin Taylor are the owners of Dick Taylor Chocolate, a small bean-to-bar chocolate company located on Boyd Road in Arcata. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.